Hey, this is Ron's update number 109. I wanted to give you a update on what's been going on since my last podcast. As you know, I had been having a little problem keeping up with my schedule. So this past week, I actually got all my workouts in. So I ended up getting 25 miles, which is the highest mileage I've had in I don't know when, long, long time. Got my 10-mile run in today. I did my Galloway run walk like I said I was going to do. I did a mostly a 30-30. I did some run one, walk 30s occasionally, not a whole lot. And I stayed under 14-minute pace. Galloway, when I calculate what I should do a long run in, pretty much anything under 15-minute pace is good for a long run with a Galloway training plan, which I'm kind of using. Excuse my cough. As you know, I'm doing a Runkeeper training program, but I'm using my Galloway run walk with it. So it's kind of a hybrid of the Runkeeper half marathon plan with the Galloway run walk. So it comes out that I averaged something like 13:55 pace for 10.1 miles. Which is a little bit faster than what he recommends, but because he just says basically it's the time that counts when you're building your endurance, which I agree. And that's what I did today. Next week, Tuesday, I have a 5-miler scheduled. Thursday, I have what I would call a tempo run scheduled. It's a 5-miler also. Start out with an easy 1 mile and then 3 miles faster and then a 1 mile slower run at the end. I'm really not sure what pace I'll be running for the faster 3 miles. I think it's supposed to be in the 10:45 to 11:30 or 11:40 pace range. I'll see how good I do at that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to warm up for the first mile doing my 30:30, and then I'm going to switch. I'm going to try something different. Instead of going up, doing like a 1.5 and a 30, I'm going to do a 45 and 15, which if you go along with Galloway's program, that's pretty much the same thing as a 1.5 and a 30. What you're doing is really dividing the 1.5 in half and the 30 in half, so you get 45 and 15. So we'll see how that works out. The other day when I ran over at Bethesda Park on Saturday, my last mile, I did that, and I actually picked up my pace. So I'm just experimenting with different Galloway run walks and seeing how it turns out. Hopefully it'll work out okay. If it's too slow, then I'll switch to running 2 and walking 30, or running 2.5 and walking 30 to get into the 11-minute range. Anyway, that's the Thursday run. Then Saturday's another 5-miler that's easy. Just basically doing 5 miles at any pace, pretty much. And then Sunday's run's 11-mile run with 4 easy miles at the start, 3 miles in the middle that are faster, and then 4 slower miles again. So I don't have a clue what those 3 miles in the middle are supposed to be. Let me look them up here. I can go online and see what Runkeeper says for that long run. I really do like the training plan, I have to admit. It throws some variety in there as far as... Okay. Throws in a lot of variety. My wife just yelled up and said dinner's ready. So that's what that okay was about. Let's see, training. Half marathon, 11 miles. Okay, it says here, steady pace, like the steady pace is going to be like 13:19 to 13:40 pace. Then my faster pace is going to be 11:15 to 11:25 pace, and then go back to the 13:19 to 13:40 pace. So we'll see if I'll be able to keep that up or not for 11 miles. It'll probably be tough, but I'll try. So that's what's upcoming this week. We'll see how well I do. And I'll let you know. Today's 10-mile run was pretty decent. I ran two loops out at Stone Mountain, doing what I, you know, my run-walk. But the temperature was pretty nice. I got out there probably around 11 o'clock. And at the end of my second loop, it's starting to warm up into the 80s, I guess. But I finished before it got too hot, so I considered it a good run. And this, I think, is the end of the fourth week of this training plan. I'm not sure. It goes for 16 weeks, so we'll see. Anyway, that's an update for what's going on with me and what I'm planning on doing this upcoming week. So, and I've got my bike trainer sitting here. I've got a Vetta wind load trainer. It's a vintage now, I guess, with all these newer trainers, but it works pretty good. It's the one with the squirrel cage fan on the back. You put the wheel, your back wheel on it. So I've got a Swin Tempo road bike on this trainer with a flat tire. So I'm going to take it off, put a new tube in it, put it back on, get it set up, and hopefully on my Monday, Wednesday, and Friday days off, I'm going to be riding my bike to get some extra aerobic workouts in. And if it turns out that I do what I did last week, where I move my Thursday run to Wednesday, so I actually run on Tuesday and Wednesday, then that'll give me Thursday and Friday where I can ride my bike. Because taking those 2 days off, it kind of makes me feel like I'm not doing something, even though I am getting all my miles in. So I'll sign off for now, and I'll see you later. Out.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.